以下讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第25章第49个诗节，题目是控制舌头的方法，讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2003年10月22号，地点是香港庙。
We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, The Characteristics of King Puranjana, Text Number 49. Mukhya Nama Purastad Dvas Tayapana Bahudano Vishayo Yati Purarad Rasakna Vipananvita Mukhya Nama Purastadvas Tayapana Bahudano Vishayo Yati Purarad Rasakna Vipananvita Mukhya nama purastadvas Tayapana bahudano Vishayo yati purarad Rasakna vipananvita Mukhya nama purastadvas Tayapana bahudhano Vishayo yati purarad Rasagna vipananvita Mukhya
Mukhya
The chief
Juyu
Nama
Called Purastat
on the eastern side.
On the eastern side, Joy Dongmin.
Dwa
Gate Sengmun.
Taya By that
Yao Ze.
Apana
of the name Apana. Ming Tingwai Apana. Bahudano
of the name Bahudana.
Oh, the name Bahudana. Sing with Bahudana.
Vishayo. Two places.
2个地方.
Yati. Used to go.
惯常去的.
Purarat. The king of the city. Puranjana.
这个城市的国王 Puranjana
Rasakna of the name Rasakna
of the name Rakshakna 称为 Rakshakna
Vipana of the name Vipana
of the name Vipana 称为 Vipana
Anvita
along with 一同
Translation the fifth gate situated on the eastern side was named Mukhya or the chief. Through this gate, accompanied by his friends named Rasagna and Vipana, he used to go to two places named Bahudana and Apana.
英文, 第五道城门呢是处于东面呢，咁被称为呢是 Mukhya， 即或者是主要咁解。通过呢一道城门呢，咁去同呢個國王咧，同呢個佢嘅朋友咧，稱為 Rakshakna 同埋 Vipana 咧，一齊咧去探訪兩個地方，叫 Bahudana 同埋 Apana。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada: The mouth is here described as the chief or the most important gate. The mouth is a very important entrance because one has two functions to conduct with the mouth. One function is eating, and the other is speaking. Our eating is done with the friend Rasakna, the tongue, which can taste so many different types of foods. The tongue is also used for speaking. and it can speak of either material sense enjoyment or Vedic knowledge. Of course, here material sense enjoyment is stressed. Therefore, the word rasagna is used.
口是被形容为主要或者最重要的圣门，这个口是非常一个重要的入口，因为它有两个功能，口有两个功能，第一个功能就是去吃东西，另外一个功能就是说话。我们吃东西是跟一个朋友叫Rakshana或者舌头一起做的，它能够品尝
很多不同种类食物的味道，这个舌头是用来讲话的，它有时会讲物质感官享乐的东西或者是伟大知识，当然在这里物质的感官享乐是被强调，所以用了Rakshana这个字。 So here we have the description of the chief of all the gates, the mouth.
这个诗节讲到所有的城门的最重要的一角，就是这个口。So
it's significant that we are speaking on this verse today, on Ekadasi.
今天是很特别的，今天在Ekadasi我们讲这个题目。
Because certainly on Ekadasi we want to be very careful in how we use the mouth.
当然在Ekadasi我们希望小心地用我们的口。
Ekadasi, Prabhupada says, is the day for increasing our remembrance of Krishna.
帕帕说在Ekadasi我们应该让我们增加我们对Krishna的记忆。
And it's especially important because this is a month of auspicious month of Kartik.
因为今个月是非常急急长的月份，就是Kartik。So
we must all try to be very careful to use our tongue only to chant the glories of the Lord and to taste the Ekadasi prasadam.
所以我要很小心用我们的口和舌头，就是去唱颂Krishna的圣名，以及品尝这个prasadam。
Ekadasi prasadam. Right?
Ekadasi prasadam. Sorry.
Don't eat any grains.
今天不要吃五谷了。
So this controlling the tongue, using the tongue, this is the two activities, speaking and tasting.
这个口的功能就是去讲话，以及吃东西，去品尝。
The tongue can be used to speak about Vedic knowledge, or it can be used for sense enjoyment.
舌头可以用来讲物质的感官享乐，或者也可以用来讲伟大知识。 Everybody
is busy in this business of speaking, making questions and getting answers.
很多人忙碌于去问问题，或者得到一些答案。But
devotees have to be busy only in topics of Krishna consciousness.
奉献者应该是忙碌于只是在Krishna的提子上面。
We don't want to use our tongue just to be like the croaking of the frogs.
我们不希望用我们的口或舌头好像一只甲拐一样在叫。The
frogs only attract the snake of death.
青蛙只是会吸引死亡的。
In the same way, if we do not use our tongue to chant about Krishna, then we're simply bringing our own death closer.
Because
our duration of life is reduced by speaking mundane talk.
因为当我们用我们的舌头去讲一些世俗的说话时，我们的寿命是越来越减少。It
is said, nonsense talk breeds nonsense thoughts.
有一句俗语讲，就是说你无稽的说话就会带来无稽的思念。
And by nonsense thoughts, we will perform nonsense actions.
咁我哋做啲无稽嘅，有啲无稽嘅思念咧，就会做一啲无稽嘅行为。
And this will bring us birth, old age, disease, and death.
咁就会为我哋咧带嚟咧生老病死。
In other words, it will keep us in the material world.
换句话说咧，会呢咁样做嘅话咧，会令到我哋咧逗留喺呢个物质世界。
So we should always remember why we have come to Krishna consciousness in the beginning.
我们应该记翻起我们当初为什么会来到 Krishna 之国呢？
That we are disgusted with material life.
因为我们已经很讨厌这个物质的生活。
Spiritual initiation is given to people who are disgusted with material life.
那一些得到灵性启迪的人呢，因为他们已经对物质生活是觉得非常讨厌。
That they want to make an end to this material existence.
他们想完结他们物质的存在。
And in this way, we're dedicating ourselves totally to the service of Krishna.
咁所以咧，我哋咧系将自己咧完全咧咁奉献咧为 Krishna 去服务。
So that in this regard, the tongue is the most important of all the senses.
咁样嚟讲咧，呢个舌头咧就系所有嘅感官之中咧最重要嘅一个。
Because it's with this tongue which we are able to taste.Prasadam and chant the holy name.
咁我哋用我哋嘅口咧，就可以咧去唱颂神嘅主嘅圣名啦，同埋咧系品尝 prasadam 咯。
In the Padma Purana, it is stated, "Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabavet Gramindriani Sevan Mukhi Hey Jivado Swayam Evas Purati Yada." That Atashi Krishna Namadi.Sevan mukhe hi jivado. Jiva. Jiva is the tongue. That in the very beginning, one must use the tongue.
Jiva 即是解舌头。一开始一个人一定要是用舌头。
Because we cannot understand Krishna by the material senses.
因为我们不可以用物质的感官去明白 Krishna.
But when we start to perform a little service for Krishna, beginning by using our tongue in Krishna's service,Then we can begin to develop a little appreciation for devotional service.
一旦咧，我哋开始咧用我哋嘅舌头去做少少嘅奉献服务咧，咁咧我哋就会欣赏咧呢个灵修啊。
So our business here is when guests come, our business here is to get them to use their tongue, to give them a little prasadam to taste, and to get them to chant the holy name.
所以咧，我哋喺廟宇嘅工作咧，就係咧，當有任何客人嚟到嘅時候咧，都俾一啲 prasadam 去款待佢哋。
We get them to join in the kirtan, and then after kirtan, we give them a little prasadam.
或者請佢哋咧一齊參加 kirtan 啦，跟住咧一齊俾一啲 prasadam 去食啦。之後
，and just by this using their tongue in the simple way, they can become attached to devotional service.
咁係只係需要咧，讓佢哋嘅舌頭咧從事一啲好簡單嘅服務咧，慢慢地咧佢哋咧就會咧依附咧呢個奉獻服務。
But still, it is very difficult to conquer over the tongue.
咁仍然咧係非常之困難咧去征服呢個舌頭嘅。
We say sarera avijjao jatendriya tehekao jive phale vishaya shagare. That of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and difficult to control.
咁咧，在这么多感官之中，这个舌头是最凶猛的，最难受到控制。
Not only is it difficult to control our eating, but it's even more difficult to control our speaking.
去吃什么呢，都很困难，但是去控制我们的说话更加困难。
We see people are so eager to speak. That's why everybody's got handphones now, that they can speak much more than they ever used to speak.
现在一个人都有手机，因为他其实每一个人都太喜欢讲话了，所以他可以讲得多过以前。
So we have to learn to speak only on topics of Krishna, Krishna consciousness.
所以我应该学习去讲一些说话，只是在 Krishna 之国这个题子上面。
There is Krishna Katha and Gramya Katha, topics of Krishna and topics of the village.
Village.
Village, yeah.Gramya means a village. A village.
Chuanzhuang?
Chunzi. Xiao Chun.
Oh, 咁咧應該學習講一個Krishna 嘅弟子啦，或者係一啲村莊嘅説話。
So in the village, what do people talk?
咁喺個村入一條村入邊，啲人講啲咩説話嘅咧
？When the women go to the shops, they meet the when they go to the well to get water, they meet the other women and they talk to each other.
譬如喺條村入邊咧，兩個女人一齊去個井度打水咧，咁個兩個女人相遇，佢哋會講啲乜嘢咧
？Oh, did you hear about so and so? Do you know what she did?
你知唔知邊個邊個做咗啲乜乜乜嘢啦？咁。
Oh, really? I never heard. Oh, tell me more.
Okay. 你有冇聽過即係嗰啲八卦嘅嘢啦？即係講多啲俾我聽啦。
And the men also talk the same things. The men will talk about the cricket match or something.
啲男人亦都係講埋啲無謂嘢，咁佢哋會講下啲棍球比賽啦。
Or the men will talk about the money problems.
或者佢講下咧，佢哋嘅金錢嘅問題咧
，and the job problems，
嘅工作嘅問題咧。
So in this is the business of the village to talk about worldly things.
Okay， 咁咧喺條村入邊啲人講埋咧，冚唪唥都啲世俗嘅瑣事。
So these kind of talks keep us in the bondage of material life。
講埋啲咁嘅嘢咧，就會捆綁我哋咧於呢個物質世界。
But in the temple for Krishna consciousness, we should only be hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, hearing Hari Katha.
咁喺廟宇入邊咧，我應該只係咧去講説啦，或者聆聽咧關於 Krishna 嘅題字。
We must keep the spiritual sound vibrations vibrating here within the temple.
我應該咧喺廟宇嗰咧保持咧靈性嘅聲音嘅震盪啦。
It was very nice yesterday. I came into the office and I could hear Tamal Krishna Goswami's lecture.
咁佢琴日咧嚟到 office 入邊咧，有奉佢聽到咧Srila Gurudev 嘅講課啦。
We need to be playing more spiritual sound vibrations throughout the temple。
我哋每一日咧喺廟嗰度應該都播放多啲咧靈性嘅聲音啊。
Actually, all day there should be always some music playing, some spiritual or some lecture being broadcast.
咁應該整日嘅時間咧，應該咧都不停咧播放一啲靈性嘅音樂啦，或者講經講課啦。
I remember when I first went to the temple in London, I went and I would hear Prabhupada singing one of his bhajans. It was so wonderful, so transcendental.
咁佢第一次 Maharaj 第一次去英國嘅廟宇嘅時候咧，就係聽到咧巴巴咧係唱一首 bhajans 啦，咁非常之超然嘅。
So these impressions are very important.
咁呢啲印象咧係非常之重要嘅。
People come to the temple for the first time, and when they walk in, you know that if they hear the spiritual sound vibrations, it can have a very wonderful, powerful effect on them.
當有一啲人咧係第一次嚟個廟宇嘅時候咧，如果佢哋聽到咧呢靈性嘅聲音嘅時咧，對佢哋咧係非常之個影響非常之大嘅。
Because by hearing some spiritual sound vibration, this way the mind becomes arrested, and we're more inclined to speak or to discuss spiritual topics.
因為當一個人聆聽到靈性嘅聲音嘅時候咧，咁咧佢係會有更多嘅意欲咧，係去討論咧關於靈性嘅題旨嘅。
So it's very important for us to keep the right spiritual atmosphere here by always having.Good topics, good subject matters to discuss.
咁所以咧，要保持咧廟宇入邊嘅靈性嘅氣氛咧，我哋經常咧就討論咧一相關嘅靈性嘅題旨。
This is the whole purpose of our Krishna conscious centers.
咁呢個咧就係我哋 Krishna 知覺嘅中心嘅目的嚟嘅。
That is to create the atmosphere for people to become absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
咁就係咧，讓一啲即係去創造一個氣氛啦，讓啲人咧係可以變得咧 Krishna 之覺。
We have the example, of course, Maharaj Ambarish. He could use all of his senses for the service of Krishna.
咁當然啦，我有 Maharaj Ambarish 嘅呢個例子咧，佢可以用佢所有嘅感官咧去服務 Krishna。
We may not be so expert as Maharaj Ambarish.
我哋可能冇 Maharaj Ambarish 咁精通啦。
But certainly we're all using our tongue。
肯定地咧，我哋每個人都用緊我哋嘅舌頭。
We have to use this tongue, this mouth, to only fill the mouth with the holy name of Krishna and the glories of Krishna.
我應該用我哋嘅口咧，係淨係咧係講説關於 Krishna 啦嘅聖名啦，同埋佢嘅榮耀啦。
We were just saying yesterday, Bing Chong Kou Ru,
昨晚我哋講咧呢個病從口入。
Disease comes from in the mouth.
病從口入啦。
Yeah. So, if we keep our mouth always full with Krishna Prasadam, and when we're not tasting Krishna Prasadam, if we fill it with the holy name and topics of Krishna, then there's no room for the disease to enter.
咁如果我哋食即係個口咧，一係咧就係擺滿曬 prasadam 啦，一係咧就係咧將即係個口咧係充滿住咧 Krishna 嘅聖名或者榮耀咧，咁咧我哋咧就唔得閒咧去講一啲無稽嘅嘢啦。
We have seen that so long as we are engaged in kirtan, then we have no worries, no anxieties.
其實我哋知道咧，我哋一旦咧係喺一個kirtan入邊咧，我哋咧就唔會有任何憂慮嘅。
Bhaktivinod Thakur has said that the safest kirtan is the safest place within the 14 worlds.
Bhaktivinod Thakur 咧係講過咧，喺一個kirtan入邊咧係呢個物質世界14個世界入邊咧係最安全嘅地方。
So this is the proper way to protect ourselves from all the miseries of material life.
咁呢一個其實係一個方法咧，保護我哋咧係遠離咧呢個物質世界嘅痛苦。
Satatam kirtayantomam yatantastra dridavrita namashyantascha mam bhakti nitya yukta upasate. That the devotees, the pure devotees, are always chanting the glories of the Lord.
純粹嘅奉獻者咧，經常咧係唱頌咧主嘅榮耀。
So we have to endeavor to.Fix ourselves on this platform of being fully engaged in Krishna's service.
我哋咧要努力咧，系令自己咧坚定于咧喺Krishna 嘅服务入边。
Mamchayo vayabicharena bhakti yogena sevate. For one who is engaged in devotional service without falling down, then he immediately transcends the modes of material nature.
咪即系当一个奉献者咧系坚处于咧奉献服务入边咧，咁咧佢咧。就可以避免墮落於呢個物質嘅世界啦。
But our problem is we are always falling down. We are always forgetting Krishna.
但係最大嘅問題咧，我哋經常忘記 Krishna 啦，經常咧都低墮。
So we don't want to go into seclusion. We don't want to shut ourselves off from the world.
我哋唔希望咧去一啲好僻靜嘅地方，或者咧將自己咧係。遠離咧呢個世界。
The Mayavadis they have the idea that if, or the Buddhists they will like to go alone and just be on their own without any association because then there's nobody to speak to so they won't talk nonsense.
咁咧佛教徒或者啲假象中嘅人士咧，佢哋有一個方法咧，就係佢哋咧中意一個人自己去修練啦。咁咁嘅原因咧就係咧冇人可以同佢哋講嘢啦，咁佢哋咧唔會聽埋啲無稽嘅嘢。
Some people have this idea. They think, oh, in the temple is too difficult. There's too many people and you talk so many things and I'd rather just be on my own and just practice Krishna consciousness alone.
有些人想呢，個廟有這麼多人，這麼麻煩呢，咁呢，不如我自己躲埋自己修練 Krishna 之覺。
But that is not our philosophy.
但呢，這個不是我們的哲學。
That is the philosophy of the Mayavadis.
咁呢，這個呢，就是 Mayavadi 的哲學。
Or the Buddhists.
或者呢，佛教的哲學。
They will go alone.
They
will go in the mountain, live alone, or in a cave. But devotee has to purify the other places. If other people may not be Krishna conscious, we have to make them Krishna conscious.
另外一些人呢，他未必是 Krishna 知觉，我们要令到他们 Krishna 知觉。
Just like, that is written in that book Vamsida about Vamsidas Babaji.
咁有一本書咧記載一位神丫士啦 ，Vamsidas Babaji.
Vamsidas Babaji was one of the only disciple of, he was the other disciple of Gorkishodas Babaji, right? Is that right? Yeah. Gorkishodas Babaji had two disciples, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and Vamsidas Babaji, I think.
Huh? Vamsidas Babaji 咧就係咧個 Kishoredas Babaji 嘅另外一個門徒嚟嘅。
So if somebody would say to him, "What do you think of the government?"
咁如果有人問佢咧，你對呢個政府有咩睇法咧
？So he would say, "What do you mean, Govardhan Hill?"
你講 Govardhan 山啊
？So in this way, he would not think of anything mundane.
咁樣咧，佢唔會諗任何咧係世俗嘅事情。
Yeah, so we have to become like that to change everything, see it all in relation to Krishna.
我哋咧要咧好將好似佢咁樣樣咧，將一切咧都同 Krishna 咧睇成同 Krishna 有關係。
And just like the one devotee was living in Mayapur, he was from Australia. So whenever he would go into Calcutta.The Indian people would always say, "Which place you are from?"
咁啊，有一位奉獻者咧係澳洲人嚟，咁佢住喺 Mayapur 嗰度噶啦。咁每逢咧佢去到 Calcutta 加爾各答呢個地方嘅時候咧，嗰啲印度人咧就會問佢：你喺邊個地方嚟㗎
？So he knew if he would say Australia, they would immediately say, "Ah,、oh, cricket, cricket, oh, very good cricket."
咁佢知道，如果佢話佢喺澳洲嚟咧，嗰啲印度人咧就會話。好啊，你嗰個係打棍球喎。
Because India always play cricket. Indian people love cricket, and they always play with team against Australia also.
咁咧，印度因為印度人咧好中意打棍球嘅，澳洲人都係嘅。
So he knew that if he would say Australia, oh, forget it. Then we'll just talk about cricket.
咁咧，如果佢話如果佢一話俾人聽佢喺澳洲嚟咧，咁佢人啲人又會開始講棍球嘅。
So he would just say, "I'm from Mayapur. I'm Mayapur."I'm Mayapur, Dambasi.
就會同啲人講咧，佢係 Mayapur 嚟嘅，佢係住喺聖地嘅居民。
Like this, so like this, we have to always purify people, bring them to Krishna, get them to hear about Krishna.
我哋咧要去淨化其他嘅人啦，讓佢哋咧聆聽關於 Krishna 嘅提旨啦。
That's why we wear this dress. They put tilak on.I have a sika and everything, so that people will say, "Oh, Hare Krishna."
咁點解我哋著呢啲咁嘅衫咧，下黐落咧？因為咧，我哋想咧啲人見到我哋嘅時候咧，就話啊 ，Hare Krishna。嗯
，They can immediately identify us, and they will be thinking of Krishna.
咁咧，因為佢一睇到我哋嘅服裝咧，就已經認得咧，我哋係 Krishna 嘅奉
獻者。So we want to inspire people in this way that they will want to hear and somehow or other, they will chant more in topics of relation in relation to Krishna.
我哋咧要啟蒙啊 ，Krishna 俾我哋。
Our Sankirtan movement is for that. Sankirtan, we go on the streets chanting and dancing, that people will hear the holy name and they will also join with us.
咁呢個齊眾聖名嘅活動咧，咁咧啲人見到我哋咧都會嚟參加嘅。
So.This Sankirtan and Prasadam, these are very powerful things. These two things, which are both consumed by the tongue, performed with the tongue.
咁去一齊即係齊眾聖名啦，同埋呢個 Prasadam 咧，都係咧用舌頭去做嘅。
They destroy unlimited amounts of karma.
咁咧呢兩樣活動咧都可以咧消除咧係無即係不可估量嘅。这个业报啊、
yeah, we have weapons of mass destruction.
其实咧，我哋有咧呢个大型呢个破坏嘅武器嚟嘅。
Just like America has their weapons of mass destruction.
咁就好似美国咧有啲好犀利嘅武器咧，可以咧好快毁灭好多嘢嘅。
Probably China also are making their weapons now.
咁中国亦都喺度做紧佢哋嘅啲武器啦。
And every nation is.Trying to India also probably got some weapons of mass destruction.
印度咧都有一啲嘅。
But we have much more subtle weapons.
但系咧，我哋嘅武器咧就更加精微啊。
Our weapons can destroy all the karma.
我哋嘅武器咧可以消灭咧所有嘅业报。
The other weapons which these other governments have, they just create terrible karma.
咁呢啲政府所擁有嘅武器咧就會創造咧。好恐怖嘅業報啊！
But our weapons of destruction actually destroy karma.
但我哋依度嘅武器咧，就可以咧消滅咧所有嘅業報。
Can relieve people from so much suffering.
可以咧係讓啲人咧免除於好多嘅苦難啊！
Everyone has got a tongue.
每一個人都有一個舌頭啦。
So we just have to engage their tongue in the service of Krishna.
咁我哋只係需要咧，讓我哋嘅舌頭咧從事於呢個奉獻服務。
Distribute lots of prasadam and get people to chant the holy name.
派發好多 prasadam 啦、書籍啦，同埋咧去唱頌聖名啦。
This is our business.
呢個咧就係我哋嘅事務。
So you have to organize. How are you going to distribute prasadam?
咁咧，你哋咧要去安排咧，點樣去派發多啲 prasadam?
So many hung people are hungry for Krishna prasadam.
好多人咧係其實係咧好好飢餓於咧呢個 prasadam。
Any questions?
有冇問題啊？或者評語咧？This thing, the tongue also is difficult to control when we speak negative things or criticize people. It's also very difficult to control. 我話即係好難控制個舌頭，唔講一啲唔好嘅嘢啊，或者係批評人啊，都好難嘅。
Yes, so we have to just appreciate that. Oh, I said that. I should not have said that. We should regret.If we've talked something negative about other people, we should feel some remorse, some regret in our heart that why did I say that? It's not nice to speak like that.
咁馬拉才佢應該，如果我哋講咗啲説話係即係去對關於別人係負面嘅時候咧，我應該後悔點解我哋自己講咗啲咁嘅説話，唔應該講嘅。
So how can we avoid that?
咁啊，點樣去避免呢件事咧發生咧
？Because the first offense is to blaspheme devotees.
因為第一個冒犯咧，就係去冒犯涉足一個奉獻者啦。
So if we're not to blaspheme them, what we should be doing is glorifying them.
咁我哋咧，其實唔去冒犯涉足奉獻者嘅意思咧，即係應該咧係去榮耀啲奉獻者。
We should be glorifying the devotees. We should say, Oh Prabhu, you eat prasadam so nicely. I wish I had such a good appetite as you.
咁譬如咧，就話啊，婆婆，啊，哇，你真係好察得啊！我都希望咧，我有你咁好嘅胃口啦。
When I see you eat all that prasadam, I think, Oh, you're so lucky. I only wish I could eat so much as you.
咁啊，当我见到你食咁多 prasadam 咧，我就觉得你非常之幸运啦。希望咧，我都好似你咁样。
Yeah, we shouldn't say, "Oh, you pig, you've eaten so much."
我唔应讲，唔应讲讲你好似只猪咁啦，食咁多嘢。
We should glorify the bodies.
我应该咧荣耀啲奉献者。
We should say, "Yeah, oh, you're." We should not say.Oh, your chanting is terrible. I can tell you're not chanting properly. We should say, Oh, you're chanting the holy name so nicely, Prabhu.
咁譬如你會唔好同啲奉獻者講啊，你乜念得咁難聽啊？你應該同佢講話，你念得真係好聽啦。咁
Anna, I'm so glad all you devotees came for Srimad Bhagavatam class. It was too bad you couldn't come for Mangal Arati, but still, it's really nice you came for Bhagavatam class.
Marsha, 真係好啦，你都嚟聽博加雅談課。雖然咧，即係你有少不幸咧，就係你嚟唔到曼加拉提啦咁。
Like this, we have to always think how to glorify the devotees.
我要去諗咧，點樣去榮耀奉獻者咧
？We have to make friends.
我咧要同佢哋成為朋友啦。
Ramachandra was saying to me yesterday.I didn't go to this interfaith. They're not a real religion. They're not a real religion. So I didn't go there. But actually, I was thinking that why you didn't go? Because actually, we want to make friends.
He's arguing.
I know. I'm waiting. I want to hear his argument.
He said, Ramachandra Prabhu didn't want to go to interfaith to attend the meeting. He said, those people are not really religious. I don't want to talk to them.咁馬拉話點解唔去咧？呢個可以同人哋成為朋友啊！點解唔去咧？應該去啊
！His argument is that well, we're a real religion. We have scriptures. These other people, they don't. But if all the other people all go for the interfaith and we don't go, then they'll think, oh, those people, they don't even come for they won't
They don't show up at all.
They won't regard us.
Yeah, I asked him to go for a talk on Saturday. He said, no.
we have to keep involved in all these things. I mean, at least we can go and explain that we are the real religion. We should explain to them.
最少我們應該去參加去解釋其實我們是這個真正的宗教。
You know, we have our scriptures.
我們有我們的經,
but if we don't go at all and we just think, well, we're real, we don't have to go and speak, then
如果,
they will go and talk. They're talking.
如果我們經常都想著自己是正宗的,其他人假的,我去來做什麼呢?那人家就會自己說了,你都沒有份說。
We have to be involved in as many things as possible. We're not doing so much preaching that we have no time. There's so many. If we get the chance to go and speak somewhere, we should definitely take it.
He didn't respond.
We have to speak the absolute truth. You don't have to compromise in what you speak. Prabhupada was speaking with so many other Mayavadi groups. Anyway, that's my...
What do you feel? Any response?
Later, we will get his response. Lalita.
For those deaf and dumb, what to do? And they have no chance to meet the devotees. So.
Well, we have some deaf and dumb people still. There are even books in Braille. For blind people, there's books in Braille.
他說都有些奉獻者是又聾又啞的,都有一些書是給盲人看的,那些特子那些。
Deaf and dumb people, still they can come and see the deities, they can take Krishna Prasadam.
又聾又啞的人都可以來見神像,可以來吃prasadam.
They can see the devotees.
他可以見到奉獻者。
They may not be able to hear so well.
可能聽得不太清楚。
But still, they can perform some devotional service.
他都可以做一些奉獻服務。
If they're fortunate, somehow. Yeah. If they get the mercy of a devotee, that is the thing. If you're willing to go and give mercy to some deaf and dumb people, then maybe they will take the mercy.
如果你出去嘗試給一些恩典,這些又聾又啞的人,可能他們會改變。 Mother Ji.
He saw it from a distance, a scribble go to the ferry. But after a few minutes, 1 minute, he come back and he stood to the table and select the box. I explained a lot, but there was no response. So then he speak with his finger. How much like that? And I told he is deaf. So I write on the box the price of the book. And after that, he select a lot for purchase. And he bought 2 books. No need, because he is also dumb and
Mother Kun 一啲反應都冇,佢就用個手語就問佢啲書幾多錢,咁佢就用張紙寫咗啲書嘅價錢,咁個人後尾買咗兩本書啦。Radha
Kun gave mercy to a deaf and dumb person.
Mother Kun Mother Ji 就俾咗 mercy 啦,恩典啦。
Now it's good, Mother.
Now you have to wait. Jaibali.
Jaibali, yeah.
你刚才说的那个问题说应该赞美奉献者，然后呢
你可以讲不
嗰个调一调，可能做得唔系咁好，但系咧我哋都要讲啊，做得好好啊。咁咧就我就因为初初咧我喺北方时咧，咁咧我唔记得系边个讲啦，系讲经啊，或者平时讲开咧，咁咧我哋就知道咧系当我哋对一个人如果系你想害佢咧，你就会多啲讲好嘅说话。咁咧其实我觉得系有少少矛盾。
When he first joined in Beijing, some devotee told him that if you want to, not doing good for a person, you really glorify him. You say, "Oh, you're so well." Like, I think Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami.
Yeah, if you glorify a person, it's
yeah, it's not a good friend. It's an enemy, right? And when you
here, but, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
This is some conflict there. So you're saying we should glorify devotee.
It's better to glorify someone than to criticize them.
咁你去榮耀別人咧，就好過你去批評別人。
Neither activities are very good. We agree. Neither glorification nor criticism is very good. But it's better to praise them than to criticize them.
咁咧。即係你去讚揚啦，或者係去批評別人咧，其實都唔係話咁好嘅。但係咧，讚揚咧總比個批評好嘅。
Maybe not in front of the person, glorify others.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, you don't praise them directly, but you praise to other people. You
你可以唔直接讚揚嗰個奉獻者，你可以係喺第三者面前讚揚另外一個奉獻者。
Yeah,
Yeah. Good point, Bhante.
Is it maybe when you speak to somebody, you always glorify people, but when people criticize you, then you think this is my good friend? It's very difficult to do, of course.
Yeah, we should appreciate that. Still, often criticism is not always just that. Sometimes people are just unnecessarily criticizing without any value.
咁咧，如果習慣經常去批評別人嘅時候咧，其實好多時咧係冇必要去批評嘅。
It's really the business of the spiritual master to find fault with the disciple.
咁其實係靈性導師嘅事務咧，係去咧喺呢個門徒身上咧揾佢嘅錯處。
So criticism should be given to the devotee by his spiritual master.
應該由佢嘅靈性導師咧去批評呢個門徒啦。
That is very good.
咁係非常之好。But sometimes some devotee, maybe they're older devotees, so they think it's their duty also to correct some new devotees. Or
well, they have to have that relationship that they're respected by the other devotee, like their spiritual master.
咁我有啲比較資深啲，即係耐啲嘅奉獻者咧，會覺得有咁嘅責任去改正啲新嘅奉獻者咧。咁佢話：咁你就要同嗰個新嘅奉獻者有一個，你差唔多好似係佢靈性導師，佢聽你講嘅一個身份先可以去批評佢啦。
You have to consider the individual relationship.
咁咧，你要去咧睇下每個人之間嘅關係。
Huh? Yeah, you are an instrument of your guru.
佢話龍牙人咧係得到 Krishna 同埋靈性導師嘅恩典啦。咁啊 ，Mother Queen Mother Ji 咧就係工具啦。
Ramachandra Prabhu.
Response.
I say it's better to sit at a good table for a few hours to get more response than this interfaith thing.
咁啊，汪汪春祥寶寶認為咧，就話應該咧去設立呢個書台幾個鐘咧，都好過去參加啲所謂 interfaith 嘅聚會啦。
Yes, but if there's already if nobody's going to set up a book table, you know, did you go and set up a book table when the interfaith was going on? You didn't go and set up a book table.
Did you go to set up book table at that time? 馬Shu 就挑戰佢啦。咁嗰個 interface 聚會嘅時候，你有冇去開書台啊？
No, but the idea is that you make friends and you interact with people who've got some position in these issues, in religious matters, that you keep contact with them. And if you isolate yourself from them, then we lose our connection in that circle.
咁咧，佢其實目的去參加呢啲 interfaith， 即係唔同宗教嘅談話嘅聚會咧，只不過係咧係希望咧保持同佢哋聯繫咧，同埋咧喺呢方面咧有啲地位嘅人咧係保持呢個溝通嘅。Actually, I get good results from that. Like I meet professor from Hong Kong University. I meet you know different people, and the professor say they'll bring the student to the temple next year.
Yeah.
我遇到一個港大香港大學嘅教授咧，喺嗰啲 interfaith 嘅聚會咧，咁佢會帶出年會帶一啲學生嚟參觀我哋嘅廟宇。
You know, just like Mr. Kesito, you know, he's the chairman of the Hindu temple. So if people want to know about Indian religion, they will often go to that Hindu temple and they will ask him.
咁咧，好似嗰位 Mr. Kesito 咧，係香港嗰邊跑馬地嗰間印度廟嘅主席啦。咁咧，如果啲人想明了解咧印度嘅宗教咧，好多時都走去訪問佢嘅。
And if we have the right relationship with him, then he can send them to us.
咁如果我哋同佢有好嘅關係咧，咁佢哋可能佢就可能咧將啲人咧係指引嚟我哋依個 temple 嘅。
But I saw in Indonesia.That at one point the devotees there in Indonesia were preaching in Bali, and they did not have a good relationship with the Indian people there because they were all meat eaters and they were all doing demigod worship. So what happened was they got made illegal, and all the Hindus they were because they were the longest established Indian authorities on Indian religion, and we were some new movement.So we were made illegal there in Indonesia, and they're still illegal to this day.
In Bali?
And they're not registered as ISKCON. Yeah, they're not registered as ISKCON.
我喺印尼咧，之前咧呢個喺巴厘島咧，啲奉獻者咧同當地嘅印度人咧係不和嘅。咁因為當地嘅印度人咧主要崇拜半神人啦，同埋咧係食肉啊，即係咁啲奉獻者同佢哋嘅關係唔好啦。咁後來咧。他們呢令到 ISKCON 呢是沒辦法呢是正式註冊的，現在都是即不合法的。
I mean we were the representing Indian religion at that interfaith thing at the Chinese University, right?
是啊，在中大那個不同宗教的那個和而不同的那個節目裡面呢，他們挑選了我們的廟是代表印度教。
So when there's other interfaith meetings, we should keep that position. We should represent.
咁所以有唔同其他嘅，即係唔同宗教嘅聚會咧，我哋應該咧係代表印度教去出席嘅。
Even though you may feel that it's not just going to be a waste of time, but it's just important for us that we keep that position, that contact.
雖然你可能覺得呢聚會唔係好重要咧，但係咧，我哋其實應該要保持咧同其他人。
You don't go. Somebody else should go.
有一啲奉獻者應該去啦。如果你唔去，有另外一啲人。
We have other people here.
我有其他人啦。
You can get other. You know, Bhaktivinod. There's so many other people.
No, he speaks sometime.
Yeah.
He participated.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But we have to. I think it's.Try to keep every contact. Try to stay in touch with what's going on in Hong Kong.
咁啊，應該咧保持同個社會咧保持一個聯繫啦，即係盡量咧參加多啲外邊嘅活動。
We kind of think, oh, we're the only genuine religion. We don't care about. We used to think like that, but we've kind of got over that.
咁我哋咧以前。即係舊時咧，都日成日都咁樣諗嘅，諗自己咧係唯一真正嘅宗教啦。咁咧就唔同其他人溝通嘅。咁我哋已經咧係過咗嗰段咁嘅階段啦。
But they've done it. They've established their authenticity. That's what they, so therefore we have to just keep and go along with it. You have
so
no choice.
You go there and you, you know, you make them in the eyes of everyone feel how they're actually genuine. In fact, they're not.
Yeah, we know that. But there's so many other genuine religions there. The Catholics are there.
The Christians
are there. Some other Hindu groups are there. If we don't go there, then
Chiang Mai mission is going.
Yeah.
Now.
If we don't go there, all there taking advantage. We miss out. We have to be. We have to represent.
You want to change your mind?
What do you think? What do you think? I mean,
I remember I went to the communication seminar, actually, the workshop.
Yeah.
Anuttama Babu say, we just have to be in the picture, part of the picture. You always have to show up, like, in a...
That's what I think.
Yeah,
I think.
You have to be part of the picture in the community. So you can't just isolate yourself and sit in the cave. So we have to go out and preach and represent, you know, ISKCON or whatever. 應該呢,我聽過那個一個溝通的研討會那裡呢,有個奉獻者,Anuttama Babu就講,我們經常呢,要是一個,社會上,即是一個圖畫裡面其中一個部分,我們經常都出現,人家知道有這樣的人存在,有Krishna奉獻者存在,我們經常都出現閃下閃下就可以了。這樣都知道你在這裡嘛。
Yeah, we have to get involved with the different.
Actually, the scholars knows we are bona fide. That's why they choose. They didn't choose the Brahma Kumaris or the Hindu temple because
yeah.
they know we are bona fide.
Yeah.
啲學者其實即係嗰啲大學教授知道我哋係即係正統嘅宗教，所以佢選擇咗我哋代表印度教啫嘛。佢又冇揀到第二啲印度廟啊，諸如此類。
We want to be recognized as being part of the community. You know, you're offering some services to the community, that not only the Indian community, the Chinese community also. We should get involved in any, whatever we can. Well, we are to some extent. They're having their cooking classes, the yoga classes. There's a lot of Chinese people coming for these things.
Yeah, but then our outreach to others, if they're coming here, you know.
We're doing interface one of the thing, and you know.
If we break ground into the Chinese community, I think we'll be much more successful. There are many, many well-to-do Chinese, and they are much more of
bigger-hearted than this, you know, mightily Indian.
So we want to see a nice friendly Indian devotee here to greet all the Chinese people when they come.
咁我都希望咧有一個友善嘅印度嘅奉獻者咧，係當啲中國嘅奉獻者，中國人嚟到咧，去款待佢哋啦。 More friendly, more friendly.
Huh?
What?
They respond better to the Chinese than to the Indians.
咁佢哋咧會對啲中國人咧嘅反應好過對印度人嘅反應嘅喎。
Anyway, I'm sure these interfaith, it's not all Indian. I'm sure there's also Chinese there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, it is a stagnant group.
Still, it's some other group. It's another thing that you're connected with, you're involved with. The idea, you should get in there and become the chairman of the whole thing. take charge of
it. I'm the treasurer.
Yeah. Just like in Malaysia. In Malaysia, we have the lady, one of the Mataji, she's the chairwoman of the Malaysian Hindu Sangam. She's the chairwoman of the whole Hindus, all the whole of Malaysia. She's the chairwoman.
馬來西亞一位女奉獻者是當地整個馬來西亞所有印度教團體的主席來的。
So you should become the chairman of the Hindus here in Hong Kong.
那媽媽春就不應該做香港的印度教團體的主席啊。
Yeah.
He's too.
Jayapataka Maharaj is very big up. Is he not the chairman of the World Hindu Sangam Association? I think he's the chairman.
Is it?
Yeah, something like that. Jayapataka is very, very big. He's like he was the chairman, I think, of the World Hindu Sangam. Really?
Jayapataka Swami is the world Hindu教团体的主席来的。
I mean, this is what we should be doing. We should be taking some position in these. In these
应该我们在这些团体里有些地位。
Get some respect for our society.
让别人尊重我们的协会。
But people will know that.
不是为我们自己而做，而是为我们协会增一些光。
Then they are in their numbers, their majority, and they bring all the bogus guys.
But I'm telling you how to do it. You get in charge and you take charge of it, and then you can bring some good people. You're complaining, they bring all these bogus people. So you get in charge, get involved, and take over and start bringing some good people.
Very difficult to take over, Maharaj.
But it takes time. No, you want everything so easy.
It's not easy, Maharaj.
I know it's not easy, but if you work it, this is how you do it. You start.
You cannot do it, Maharaj. I'm telling you, it's very difficult because there are people who are in very powerful position politically.
Anyway, maybe he's not the person to do it.
If we think it's all impossible, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary.
I understand that.
You always say that it's impossible, and this is impossible is a dictionary word.
Ten times foolish to get into it and try to not take over.
Anyway, okay. Srila Prabhupada ki.
We can vote on this.
No, you are going to compete with the
system.
Because they
themselves are for evil. No, they can't do anything.
Because
they want a young man like you.
No, at least you have to wait till they die.
You start coming up then, you know.
Just healthy, educated, from the world.
Maharaj, the people have tried it. They have not been able to successful. People have moved out.
You better stop arguing.
They're very influential and powerful here.
You are too. You have no enemies. You're a devotee of Krishna. You're more powerful than them. You have Krishna on your side.
I've not got it. It's a bit too much headache, Maharaj.
And the seasons, you know? The seasons and the night.